All right, Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
His name is Mitchell. He's 6'6", 250 pounds. He likes to wear kilts. Now we might know why.
All right.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without looking at antiques and trying to place them under your kilt in the only place that it would fit, you're doing okay.
Okay. We're trying to steal antiques under our kilt?
I don't know if stealing is the right word because Mitchell puts them back.
Oh, he puts them? Okay.
So, listen, Mitchell walked into a couple antique stores, all right? He was wearing a kilt. He picks up a makeup brush and maybe a hardware piece. Again, this is at an antique store.
Okay.
And he stuck them under his kilt and then took them out and put them back on the shelf.
So is he like inserting items in a place?
Yep.
Why?
Second store did it with an antique bottle opener and some sort of vintage tobacco can. All total, four items valued at about $200.
Why?
They had to be thrown out.
Yeah, no, there is no way to clean those precious antiques that have been in a place that no antique should be.
Here are some employees talking about Mitchell.
Number one, I was disgusted. That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth.
No.
Yeah, there's security camera footage of Mitchell doing his thing.
I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized him and said they were just, you know, the guy was really nice and she was nice. And
So he's just there with his partner, you know, looking at antiques.
Sure.
They just shopped around for a few hours.
What did they do with those products?
They threw them away mostly.
Yeah, you can't slap a manager's sticker on that.
I don't think. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. No, you cannot.
Ellie?
No. No.
If it's a vintage antique find?
Mm-mm. You're throwing it away. Sorry, maybe there'll be another. Not sure.
I mean, Clorox cleanup wipes are invented for a reason, right?
Not enough of those.
You slap a manager's sticker on that and you say, hey, 50% off. No. This is
what are you calling it?
This is a booty makeup brush?
No, uh-uh. No, sir. Nope.
Oh, shoot.
We sacrificed those. We're not selling.
We sacrificed those.
Nope.
Well, that's what they did.
You're checking that off the inventory. That is just going to be a loss.
So, again, that is your setting the bar story.
Wow.
We've found out why Mitchell likes to wear kilts.
Okay, Mitchell. That's a hobby we need to go talk about and figure out why we need to do that. That is not a healthy hobby for anybody involved, really.
That is your setting the bar story.
Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness we didn't have to see the footage. That's a blessing.
I mean, do you want me to tweet it out?
No, you do not need to. You don't need to. You don't.
Tell you what. I'll tweet it out. It'll be up to you to decide whether you want to look at it, all right? At Ben and Kelly Show.
There are going to be people that can't not look.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.